thorns. In lonely exile here, until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, Emmanuel shall ransom.
Sometimes we hear verses or stuff, or we hear we read a hymn, or we'll read a verse, or we'll hear someone sing a song, and sometimes it just doesn't click with us. does it, stay with us. And especially if it's a hymn, I've heard it a lot, I tend to just kind of slough over, you know, and not think about the words. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about the words here. There's several words just jumped out at me in this song. And so I just want to point them out. What is it about this season? You know, it's December, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you know, the people go out on Black Friday, they go shopping. Those are the planners, those are the early birds, right?
Yeah.
And then suddenly the rest of us wake up, and it's December 1st, and we're going, oh, it's December, and I haven't done any Christmas shopping. I'm going to get on the ball, you know? You know, it's December. It's Christmas season. Mm-hmm. But I look down at the eighth line, joy. Mm-hmm. What do we get this season? We get joy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Joy. Yeah, and the next section, it says, leaving riches. Riches. We have riches.
Mm-hmm.
Without number.
Amen.
And then a couple of lines later, he says, he brings us gladness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He brings us gladness.
Thank you, Jesus.
And then a little bit later, he says, in us forever.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
In us forever. I'm reminded of Great Commission, you know, Matthew, the end of Matthew 28, it's 19 and 20, and he says, lo, I am with you always.
Yeah.
I am with you always. 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 Mm-hmm. Through his Holy Spirit, which you were talking about.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the Holy Spirit is in there too, the eternal uh-huh. Spirit. Uh-huh. And then raise us to thy glorious throne.
Jesus.
Raise us to thy glorious throne. You know what we're talking about? Perspective.
Mm-hmm.
We're up where he is.
Yes.
You can see.
We get his perspective on things, don't we?
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
And what does God say to the Israelites? He says, you know, I have a thing against you because you have not learned my ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have not seen things the way I see things.
Right.
You don't know the power that I have,
mm-hmm.
and you don't know the love that I have for you.
Jesus.
Power. If you could just get people to understand the power God has and the love he has for us.
Mm.
Mm. I just saw a lot of problems with it. Think about it. He's got the power to make a difference.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
And he loves us. He wants to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He wants to do that. If we could just get those two things through our head, then we would be open
yeah.
to learning about how he wants to do that.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to do it through us.
Yeah.
He wants to do it through the Holy Spirit working
Thank
in us.
You.
Mm-hmm.
It's not always us, God, please do this. And God says, I give you the power to do it. Why don't you do it?
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. You know what Jesus said? He told the disciples when they had the 5,000, they were all hungry. The disciples said, let's send the people away so they can get something to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus said, you feed them.
Yeah.
Well,
you feed them. Now, would he tell them to do something they couldn't do?
Uh-huh.
Would he tell us to do something we can't do?
That's how I felt the day he said, let not my people lack knowledge. And he showed me this vision with it. And I felt like Peter about to pass out that bread. I said, how am I going to do this? Jesus knew what to do.
Yeah. See, Jesus said, you do it because
mm-hmm.
you've got the power.
Yeah.
But did he get it?
Mm-hmm.
So he did it for us. He showed them, hey, this is how you do it. Uh-huh. Simple. You
yeah.
don't have to go through all kinds of rigmaroles and all that. It's just simple. You just take the bread, bless it and break it. Yeah.
Although he blessed it and broke it, he gave it to them. It took them faith to pass it out to the people.
Yes, it did.
Oh, yeah.
So he still allowed them to do it. You know, we want our children to grow up at some point and let them do things for themselves.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know,
uh-huh.
I have a little five-year-old grandbaby, and he's like, wait for me to put his... I said, no, you're going to have to learn how to put your socks on. And he's like,
That's just a boy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Girls are like, leave me alone.
I mean, you know. And I'm like, yeah, you get old. You about to turn six now. 6 year old, you know, do more.
Uh-huh.
He's excited about turning his age, but he don't want that responsibility of his age.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's what God does to us. He tries to get us to grow up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's exactly right. You know, little kids, they're eager to learn new things. They're wanting to. Mm-hmm. Think of a baby learning how to walk.
Mm-hmm.
That baby just keeps trying, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Just keeps trying because they look around and what do they see?
People.
Everybody's walking on 2 feet. What am I doing before, you know? Now everybody I see around me is walking on 2 feet. Maybe I need to be doing that too, you know? So they get down and they start trying to walk on 2 feet and everybody's helping them, right?
That's right.
Definitely.
Everybody helps them and they're eager to walk on 2 feet.
Uh-huh.
And then later on they're eager to learn how to feed themselves.
Yeah.
Make a mess at the beginning, but that's okay, right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't get too upset about that.
No.
That's just learning. That's
a
part of learning. You know, when we mess up, God doesn't get too upset.
Mm-hmm.
He knows it's just a part of learning.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
What would upset us if the child never wanted to learn how to eat?
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's upsetting to God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When we never want to step out and do things on our own.
Mm-hmm.
You see, it's okay if you make a mistake, you get making misses when you're trying to learn, but not to try to learn, that's upsetting.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
That's good, that's good.
That's important for us to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a hard one for me to learn, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so God had to tell me, he said, tell me what my purpose was. He said, right, your purpose is to learn and grow.
Mm-hmm.
I like how you make stuff simple like that.
Yeah. That's your design.
Yeah.
That's the way I designed you to learn and grow.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I didn't design you to be perfect, like never do anything wrong. That's me.
Yeah.
I designed you to learn and grow.
Yeah.
Thank God.
And you know, toddlers make a mess when they're trying to eat. Let me tell you.
Yeah.
You've had seven, okay? And let me tell you, you go through seven messes. Oh, wow, that's something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you just clean up. I remember kind of thinking, I wanted to build a special little area in my house.
Mm-hmm.
A little area with three walls and a drain underneath it. You know, and we could put the high chair in that little alcove, you know, and let them eat there. And then when they finished doing whatever they were going to do, just turn on the shower head and just washing them all down, you know. The only way to clean them up, you know. It would just be the biggest mess you could imagine, you know.
Yeah.
And then if you got those little batter biscuits, is that what they were called or something? That they, you know, when they're teething, they
really
like those batter biscuits. Are really hard.
Yeah.
But man, they make a mess and it sticks and dries. Anyway, but you know, God, you're not really concerned about that, right?
Right.
I mean, when you're a parent, I mean, it's a mess, but it's not a big deal. You're glad that they're learning.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I mean, you're happy. You got a normal child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The child is normal. Make messes.
You take pictures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes, we take pictures of them. You know? Look at my messy child. So it is okay to make a mess. It is okay to try things, right, that you've never done before, and not get it the first time.
Right.
So you try it again,
mm-hmm.
and you don't get it the second time,
right?
You go and lay hands on somebody for them to be healed, and they don't get healed the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So you keep trying with them and with someone else, and it doesn't work, but then it does.
Yeah.
But then the next time it does.
Mm-hmm.
And you go 2-3 times it doesn't, and then the next time it does.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going, nah, what am I doing? What do I need to do? Yeah, you're trying to learn.
Yeah.
You're trying to grow.
Uh-huh.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay because why? Because two people got healed.
Yeah.
You prayed for 10, but only two got healed. But you know what? Two people got healed.
Yeah.
That's big, right?
Uh-huh. It is.
So you just keep learning. You keep growing.
Yeah.
What even's bigger, you're obeying God.
Yeah.
That's the key.
Yeah. There you go. There you go.
That's it.
Learning and growing.
Mm-hmm.
Doing what he said. Doing what he said. Lay your hands on the sick and pray for them. That's what he said. That's what I'm doing in faith. Boom.
Yeah.
And just sometimes that's all it takes.
That's all.
So, anyway, I was going to say just a couple of words. What is the gospel? Just want to remind you, what is the good news? In a word, one word.
Jesus.
Jesus.
What is Jesus? When I'm thinking of the word Emmanuel.
Yeah.
Emmanuel, which is the name of Jesus. Right? Mm-hmm. Emmanuel. And what is it about Emmanuel? Actually, this is in Isaiah 7:14. It says, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." Mm-hmm. Shall call his name Emmanuel.
God is with us.
That's right. What does Emmanuel mean?
God with us.
God is with us. Mm-hmm. God with us.
Yeah.
That's the gospel in a single word.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because Jesus came and says, "I come to bring you eternal life, that you will be with the Father, and the Father will be with you forever, eternally." The Holy Spirit's going to come, right?
Yes, yeah. Thank you.
"I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will be with you
always."
Always. Mm-hmm. That is the good news.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
I can't remember a time, I really have a hard time remembering when I didn't have Holy Spirit, but I did have Jesus. But, you know, it must be horrible. Mm. You know, it must be horrible for folks who don't have the Holy Spirit.
It is.
You know, I tell you the truth, I've gotten used to it. I have gotten used to having the Holy Spirit around, and it's a good thing.
Yeah.
It's a really good thing. But I can't imagine, it's hard for me to imagine what it's like to live lonely out there without the Holy Spirit, without the hope. Without the friend, the comforter.
Yes.
Within.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you,
yes.
It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
Some people are really longing for that.
Really?
I remember what it was like.
You did? Okay, good.
I was 19 when I got saved, and 6 months later I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So I know what it's like to be without him, and then be saved, and then receive the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
It's better.
And Ray, you can tell that people out there, they're getting involved in everything because they're searching.
Yes.
Yeah.
They really want the Holy Spirit. They think it's in things, in drugs, alcohol, this and that, and it's not in there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What I wanted to do also, just the last couple of moments here, this church, International Church, we